Welcome to Bitachon for Our Times with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Ya'el Davidowitz. Bitachon and Hishtadlus. So I have a question. If Hashem is the creator and the sustainer of the entire world, if Hashem knows what is best for me, loves me totally and completely, and is all-powerful, if, as it famously says in the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Gimel Amed Beis, Hakol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Miyur Shemayim, everything is in the hands of heaven, except for fear of heaven. If Hashem controls the world, and my only true area of control is vis-a-vis my service of God, then why should we put forth any effort in life outside of spiritual matters? Why work to make money? Why shop and cook to get food? Why take actions to keep my body healthy? Why put forth hishtadlus, effort in worldly matters? The answer is because that is what Hashem says we need to do. Just like we have an obligation, a chiyuv, to have bitachon, we also have an obligation, a chiyuv, to put forth reasonable hishtadlus, reasonable effort. The Beis HaLevi in his Ma'amar Bitachon explains that in truth, the world was initially created without the need for hishtadlus in earthly matters at all. Adam and Chava in Gan Eden had their needs met fully, without any effort on their part whatsoever. As the Gemara Maseches Sanhedrin describes, Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis, V'hayu Malachei Hashareis Tzolin Lo Basar U'Mesaninin Lo Yayin. The angels served them roasted meat and wine. All Adam and Chava needed to do was to listen to Hashem's command, not to eat from the Eitz Hadas. But they did eat from it. And as a result, the world changed, and the demands upon humanity changed in kind. Bereshis Perek Gimel Pasuk Yud Tes, Vezeas Apecha Tochal Lechem, and now, by the sweat of your brow, you shall eat. Post the sin in Gan Eden, humanity was now required to put forth hishtadlus. So here's the predicament that we find ourselves in, my friends. Hashem runs the world. Hashem is involved in our lives. He determines our health, our wealth, the weather, the traffic, everything. But at the very same time, we are absolutely obligated to put forth effort in every area of life. In psychology, there's a concept that people are able to hold on to and experience two different emotions at the very same time. For instance, one can feel both sad about an experience and also feel grateful about that very same experience. One can feel love in a relationship and also feel frustration in that very same relationship. Similarly, in the area of bitachon and hishtadlus, we are required to maintain two different perspectives at the very same time. We are required to have bitachon, to fully rely on Hashem and to recognize Him as the only causative force in the world. And at the very same time, we are required to put forth effort. Rav Henoch Leibowitz Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Chafetz Chaim, used to say when it comes to the balance of bitachon and hishtadlus, act like your efforts are what matter, but know that the results are completely in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thank you for listening to Bitachon for Our Times. At every moment of every hour, there is no other force or power. In od milvado, efes zulaso. Bitachon for Our Times is dedicated by Eve and Sedona Cohen in loving memory of their grandfathers, Philip Cohen of Philadelphia and Dr. Dudley Weber of New York, of blessed memory.